This briefing by Dr. Robert Groves, director of the Census Bureau, was held in an area that normally plays host to diners in the National Press Club's restaurant. It's Groves' first such press briefing since being confirmed by the Senate. And talking about the census forms, which are rolling off the government printing office presses right now, Groves says one of the questions is a sobering reminder of tough economic times across the country.
And that is, it's a question about whether there are people staying in your home who also have a residence elsewhere. You and I both know that we're going through a recession in this country where houses are doubled up in ways that are unusual. That question is going to be an important way to help us evaluate and follow up to help people follow the rules of census residency appropriately. And we have another question about whether the people living here also might stay somewhere else at another point. So those questions should improve the differential undercount of the 2010 census.
The outcome of the decennial census must reflect the nation's population by April of 2010. In an age when Americans have so many demands on their time and from so many different sources, Groves says it's important that census forms, which will be mailed in March of next year, are a balance of simplicity and information gathering.
This is one of the shortest questionnaires we've done in a decennial census. Why are we doing it this way? We're doing it this way because we learned in prior decades that long questionnaires generates more burden on the American public, and cooperation, participation in the census goes down. So we're trying to reflect the busyness of the American public's lives and reducing the questions to the bare minimum. We're very hopeful that that will increase, will act to increase public participation. Secondly, as some of you know, we're sending out for the first time bilingual questionnaires to targeted areas where Spanish-only speakers are prevalent. On one half, I think you may have that in your packet too, on one half of the questionnaire is an English version, on the other half is a Spanish version. Our research over the years have shown us that improves participation in Spanish-only households.
We asked Dr. Groves to talk about those once controversial handheld computers and what will now be the only test to which they will be put for the 2010 census.
Could you give us a readout, sir, of what you know about how the address survey canvassing has been going with the use of the handhelds?
All the reports there were some glitches, operational things that people found workarounds on. We removed some things that are called large blocks. So if an enumerator went to a place where there might be 1,000 or 2,000 housing units, say there are places nearby here, right, where they're densely filled apartment buildings, we didn't use the handhelds there. We used another method. So one of the things the Census Bureau does well, in my opinion, and I thought this before I got this job too, is when they hit a little glitch, they get workarounds developed pretty quickly. With those workarounds, these handhelds worked well enough for address canvassing. I don't see anyone, critiquing that. They are not ready, and explicitly not ready, for other uses of them. And indeed, those other uses were the problematic developmental glitches that led to the decision to turn the non-response follow-up into a paper operation.
During the question and answer session, Dr. Groves addressed a reporter question regarding a change sought by one Western lawmaker.
Senator Bob Bennett introduced legislation last week that would add a question to your count. To your a form that would require the person to identify whether they're in the country legally or not. The purpose of this, he said, would be that to back those people who are here illegally out of the count for apportionment purposes. He thinks that's inappropriate. So my question to you is, one, is it feasible to add a question to the form at this time?
First, I think, as I said when I was doing my introduction, that a lot of the forms are already printed, and we're That train has left for the 2010 census, clearly.
Finally, Dr. Groves announced that starting next month, the Census Bureau will now begin monthly news briefings on the progress towards the 2010 census. At the National Press Club, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.